Today's Mishnah and Masechet Yadayim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is the third perek, and we're starting right at the beginning. What a great place to start. So, remember that we have all kinds of halachas of Netilas Yadayim that are completely midrabbanan, even in terms of the original Tumas Yadayim, because certainly midiraisa, there's no such thing as only a yad that becomes tummy, and the only way that you can become tummy as an adam is dafka with an avatuma, and even a rishon tuma, and for sure a sheni tuma is not going to be metame you. However, the rabbanon were gezer that yadayim can actually become tummy, and they are given a din of becoming a sheni, and as a sheni, remember, they're not able to affect chulin, but they could still affect truma and kachin, and they made a halacha that there's also a din of stam yadayim. So those are very special cases. Now, there are, however, special cases of a tuma in which it's shayach that yadayim are going to be tamei, even though the rest of you do not become tamei, even where we're talking about an avatuma. And that could be that there, the yadayim are different than if they were stam yadayim or if they had touched tuma. So now the question is, where is that case? That's the case of hamachnis yadav lebayit haminuga. So the halacha is, normally speaking, either you're there in the Bayit HaMenuga, and we have a shiur for how much is considered to be there, and it's only if your entire goof was inside the Bayit HaMenuga, at that moment, you become tamei. But if just part of you goes into the Bayit HaMenuga, you will not become tamei. There's a new halacha of the Derabbanan that a tumas yadayim, where you put only your hands and nothing else into the Bayit, that if once it's in the avir of that bayin, it is considered to be tamei, and it was exposed l'chora to the inside of a bayit hamenuga, which means that it was exposed to an avatuma that would be able to be metame the adam's guf if his guf was there. So now the question is: this new tumas yadayim, is it just like any other tumas yadayim, or is it more chomer? So Hamachnis Yadav Lebayit HaMenuga, his hands, according to Rabbi Akiva, become a Rishon Letuma. In the same way that if his body had been there, his entire goof would have been Tameh as a Rishon Letuma, because he touched he was exposed to an Av, and it's the same as touching the Av, and an Adam who is Nitma Mi'av HaTuma, he becomes a Rishon Letuma. Therefore, these Yadayim are not given the din of Stam Yadayim, and not given the din of Yadayim that become Tmeot. They are not a Sheni Letuma, they're a Rishon Letuma, and they can actually affect Chulin, according to Rabbi Akiva. Because since the Gezerah of Tumas Yadayim here is because of the Nichmas of his Guf, they gave the Yadayim the same level of Tuma that the Guf would have had, Midrabbanan. In which case, these Yadayim are unique because they can be Metame, even Chulin, because they're a Rishon and not a Sheni. We don't create a new din of Tumas Yadayim. Yadav are only Shniot, even in this case. Now, we have also another concept, which remember we learned before a number of times. We spoke about Tuma Bechiburin. And we, not to be confused with the din of chiburim in terms of the chiburei oichlin, which we had all throughout Maseches Tfulyom, where over there it wasn't the chiburim that we meant we were going through in detail. As long as you're in contact, that we had in Zavim, remember? As long as you're in contact with the thing that's metame you, there were a whole list of tumas that while you are mechubar to the tuma, then you have a higher darga of tuma. Then when we go into Tfuyom, we spoke about another concept of Chiburin, which is where the things that you're touching are Mechuburim, are they considered to be one thing or not? And here we're talking about Tuma b'Chiburim, meaning while you are in contact with it. So again, Normally, a person who touches an avatuma becomes a rishon l'tuma, and because of that, he cannot be metame adam v'kelim. So rishon l'tuma is not metame adam v'kelim. But we made a gezera in certain cases, and we have a halacha midiraisa in other cases, that an av hatuma that makes a person on rishon at times, let's say the mayanot hazav we had, as long as he's still touching it, the Torah says that he has to also v'chibes begadav. So even though he only touched an av, and he should be only a rishon, nonetheless, so long as he touched it, if he touched it while he's wearing his clothes also become tame, which means that he can be metame other things if he's in contact with it. And that we had a long bunch of cases we had in Masechet Tzav, in the fifth parak, we had a lot of those cases, and we had it in Kalim as well. Okay, so then that means that for all intents and purposes, he is avatuma while he is in contact. But then is that even while he's in contact, he can be metame kalim, but he's not metame the adam. So here we get to this issue. Somebody who's metame begodin and not a person. Bishat maga'o. So what would that be referring to? Somebody who is now being metame begodin because of he is tuma b'chiburim. So let's say he's still touching the spit of a zav, let's say. Those yadayim should become more than normal yadayim, says Rabbi Akiva. And here too, says Rabbi Akiva, they gave a halacha of tumas yadayim that are mamish rishon, and they're exactly the same as the yadayim we mentioned earlier. They're just the same din of the kalim or the begadim that this person was touching. If he can be metami then his yadayim are also that same level of tuma. And if they touch chulin, they're going to be metami chulin, even when he's no longer in touch with the tuma. So the same way it would have been metami his kalim, it's metami his yadayim. So says Rabbi Akiva. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, they don't create, and as a gezera, a new din of tumas yadayim. There's one din of tumas yadayim, and that is yadayim ashniyas l'tuma, and therefore they don't affect chulin, they only affect truma and kachin. Amrulo le Rabbi Akiva. How could you say that they are a yadayim, that they should have the din of a tchila? Show me one case. Eichan matzinu. Show me some other place that you can show as a fact that the concept of Yadayim being a Rishon L'tuma exists. And then you can say, okay, so they gave that din, they gave that over here too. There's no such place. So why would they create a new din for these two cases? There's a special concept of Yadayim Tmeot, which is a strange concept. I mean, how does a hand become a din different from your body? So that takana is a takana always, wherever we saw it, was always a takana to be a sheni. Amar lahem, so let me ask you something. How did we ever hear a case, v'chi eichef shar lahem liyot techila, ela imkein nitma gufo? How is it that we find a case, chutz mizeh, show me one other case where it's possible for the Adam's body not to be tame, and his hands are tame, and they're different from the Yadayim. This is an entirely crazy new case in which what we're saying is that since the body would have been tame, and we're making it a takana agav, the body's tuma, in these special cases of tuma b'chiburin and tuma of a Yadayim that were nichnesu into a bayit hamenugah. These are unique cases. Of course, you don't find any other case like that. How do you expect to find a case of only a dayim being a rishon l'tuma if the rest of his body wasn't tameh? The only way his hands could become a rishon l'tuma is where he touched an avatuma. So all the other cases are where he's only touching a rishon l'tuma. In any other case, if he would be touching an avatuma, so then his hands would be the same as his body. This is the only possible cases where we find that the entire body doesn't have a normal din of a maga ba'av. It's an astoundingly new din. There's two, ever heard of the tumah b'chibur to be metame only kelim and not to be metame adam? What kind of weird halacha is that? And to have a case like this where only if the entire goof was exposed to the tumah, that then it's going to become chayiv, tame. Fine. So therefore, what we have over here is a new halacha. Now, getting back to normal yadayim, so if you have ochlin v'kelin, shenitmu'u b'mashkim, so now you've got things that became tamei, and they became tamei through a liquid. So remember, the din is that every mashkim or chayzrim liyais tchila min rabbonan. So rabbonan made a gezerah that wherever you have tumas mashkim, because of the chumra of mashkim, that they're alulim the kabal tuma, and we have mashkim that are very chumor because they are also mayonesses of. So they made a takana that things that were mashkim are metame as a region of tuma by definition. Now, you cannot be metame bepashtas kalim, even if you're a Rishon. But there's another gezeira, remember, that we have those takonas, the Yudches Dvarim, that you would actually be metame a kli by having these bashkim that are Rishon letuma and make them a Sheni letuma. And this is because of the gezeira that we have of mashkim that are mayonas azof. Okay, we made special din in that it's only metame the outside, not the inside, and so on. But those are special cases. So in such a case, where you have Ochlin and Mashkin that had come, and even Kalin, that had come into touch with Mashkin that were Tamei, Mirabonan, Lios, Tchila. So then those things are Metamin Es Hayadayim, Liyot Shniot, Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. So that means that the Rabbanan made the Takana of a Sheni, not only on hands that came into contact with a Rishon, but even if those hands had come in contact with a Sheni Lituma, they would still be Metame Yadayim Liyot Shniot, even though normally we always go down one level. Once the Rabbanan made a Takana that Yadayim are Tameot, they actually become, by definition, Tameot as a Sheni, even though you're going up. The Chachamim Omrim, only something that became Tamei by touching an Avatuma, and it is a Rishon Latuma, that can be Metamei Hayadayim. But if it's something that came into contact with a Rishon Latuma, and it became Tamei only Mirabonan because of its Maga with a Rishon, such as Kalim that were Nitma'u B'mashkin, they are not Metamei Miyadayim, because it always goes down one level to the next. So now that's the question over here. This is a mirror image of the opening of the Mishnah. In the opening of the Mishnah, we have the machlokas as to whether the Yadayim actually can take on the higher level of Tuma and become themselves a Rishon and be Metame Chulin, or whether by definition they're always given the din of a Sheni. And here we have the opposite machlokas. Yadayim that came into contact with something that ought to make them shlishi, do they automatically become a sheni? Because we only made the din of Tumas Yadayim on the mag of Yadayim with something, then that itself is a chiddush. So once we were koveya that din of Tumas Yadayim, it would be true even if they only touched a sheni lituma. So here, the Chachamim argue and they say no. Only something that was nitma with an avatuman as itself a Rishon can be metame yadayim to become shniyos. If something became tame by touching a vlada tuma, so then it would not be metame at all the yadayim, because how did it go up to become the same? Fine. There is a machlokas benogea truma and benogea kachim, whether there, since remember one of the ma'alot of kachim is that it is Mekabel Tuma Psul from a Shlishi. Are these Yadayim a Shlishi, is the question. So would they make, I understand that they're not going to affect Truma, but will they affect Kachim? That's a different sugya. That's a sugya in Chagiga. And here we're talking about whether they become normal Tomei Betumas Yadayim, which would give the Yadayim a din of a Sheni. Omer Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, I'll show you that the Chachomim are right. There was a maisa b'isha achat who came to ask a shayla, and she came to my father, lifnei Abba, was Rabbi Gamliel, and she said to him, Omra lo, I put my hands into the avir of a klicheres. And that avir klicheres had become tamei. The avir klicheres is mekabel tuma from its avir. So she wanted to know, she knew that obviously the kli was not an avatuma. And because anyway, klicheres can't become an avatuma. So she knew that she's not an avatuma. She didn't touch an avatuma, and therefore wasn't metame odam, but she wanted to know what the din was of her yadayim. So is the knisa to the avir, is that enough to be metame yadayim? So Amarla, my father, said to her, Biti, ubameh haita tumato, do you know what made the kli tame in the first place? Was it tame because an avatuma fell in it, and therefore it was a rishon? Or did it become tame because something, what could that be? It could only be mashkin, which is gzer de rabbanan. Or did it become tame because it was in contact with mashkin tmeim? Now, I didn't hear what she answered. I don't know. But I did hear the conversation between her and my father. And therefore, I see from there that it would make an afkamina. So you see from here quite clearly. Amru chachamim. Oh, so then mevo'ar adavar. If something was tamei be'avatuma, it can be metamei esayadayim. But Rabbi Gamliel was basically saying that if you can tell me that this kli was not tamei because it touched an avatuma, then it was not going to be metamei the yadayim, which is exactly the machlokas that we have over here. And bevlad atuma eino metamei yadayim. Because otherwise, why in the world would a Rabbi Gamliel have asked her, what's the difference? If basically it would be metame other way. So I don't know how he paskins, because I don't know what the case was, but it makes absolutely no difference. If this was what she was asked, then that means that that would have been koveya the halacha, and therefore in the second part of the Mishnah about whether yadayim can be mekabel tuma from only a sheni letuma to make them a sheni letuma, definitely not like the Chachomim said. Okay, Rabosai, a nice beginning to a new sugya. Leitraot, meanwhile, with Besarot Tovot, everyone should have a wonderful day. Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar should be a wonderful hachona for a Yom Kippur Katan and the beginning of the Kapora, the Tshuva of Adar. Kol Tov, everyone.